It's interesting that St. Paul says that we should pray for kings and all in authority. Who would have thought? Would he have thought 2,000 years ago that we would still have kings? So maybe King Charles, we need to pray for him and pray for all of those in authority. Especially for our presidents, right? We've had many good presidents and we've had some not so good presidents. So I have a picture of a president here. Who is this, Grant? $50 bill. Susie, would you hold that for me, please? We hear in the readings today, especially in the first reading and in the gospel, we hear about dishonesty. In the first gospel from Amos, they're saying, you know, when will the Sabbath be over so we can go back to our cheating, going back to putting our thumb on the scales or decreasing the measure so that when we sell things that we don't give them an honest amount for what they're paying for. And in this gospel today, it talks about the dishonest steward, and it's really kind of hard to wrap your mind around. We on Wednesday nights, we meet with some of the youth, and we have maybe a dozen or so, and we go over the gospel for the coming Sunday. And so we really struggled with this one this week. What is Jesus trying to tell us? And it's a hard parable to discern, because Jesus says, you know, the dishonest people of this world are in a better situation than the children of the light. And we're like, how can that be? Because they deal shrewdly. But we know that Jesus isn't saying, we want you all to be dishonest. We know that. Jesus isn't telling us to be dishonest. He says that, if you cannot be trusted in a small matter, how will you be trusted with greater matters? Those matters dealing with our eternal salvation. So God places us all on this earth to be stewards of all that He gives us. Right now we're in the season of creation, when we are reminded that we are to take care of all creation, and look at how it surrounds us here at St. Agnes. I dare say there's not a better church, at least in Indiana, if elsewhere, that has such a view. And people are telling me, just wait till the leaves start turning. So we'll have front row seats, right? So God wants us to take care of all His creation. And so we're reminded, especially during this season of creation, that we need to take care of the earth. We need to do what we can to decrease the amount of energy that we use, decrease the amount of pollution, things like that. So we need to be good stewards. And if we're trustworthy in small matters, then God will trust us with greater matters. We cannot serve both God and mammon, or mammon, the love of money. So we need to make sure that we don't idolize money or possessions or power or things like that. And so that's why it's important, as St. Paul says, to pray for kings and all those in authority, because sometimes they can have people that want them to do certain things, and they say, well, I will contribute to your campaign if you do this for me or do that for me or whatever. I don't know that any of us fall into that category, where people are giving us money just for no reason at all, or because we can do something for them. But it's important that we are honest with ourselves and with one another. I was talking with someone the other day, and we were talking about how sometimes you're tempted to tell a little white lie, but then you got to tell another lie to cover that one up, and then you got to tell another one, and before you know it, you're in over your head. That's why it's important for us to be honest. I have a confession to make. I'm very good at teasing people. And I especially like to tease gullible people. So I can convince gullible people that something that maybe I convince them that it can be true that really isn't true. And I've discerned that this isn't a good thing to do because sometimes people take me so seriously that they actually believe whatever it is I happen to be telling them. So that's something I have to work on. I have to not try to convince people that things aren't true that are. But in our dealings with one another, it's important that we are honest and loving. And that, as I said in the bulletin last week, Jesus comes first, others come second, and yourself comes last. And that will bring you joy in your life. Jesus, others, yourself. That will bring you joy in your life. And if we can be trustworthy in small matters, then God will trust us with those larger things. So let's all consider how we can be honest in our stewardships. The thing about this parable Jesus tells was that in those days, stewards were pretty dishonest people. They would take care of their master's goods, but they would also put an extra little something on for themselves. That's why this man could rewrite the promissory notes, because he had put his amount on, so he was able to go back and say, let's take that off so that you'll think highly of me when I no longer have a job. Let's be trustworthy in small matters so that God will put us in charge of larger matters. Thank you. We're very trustworthy holding on to my $50.